Welcome to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring you the pearls of technology, coding, and all things AI. I'm Alex, your dive instructor for today's expedition into the depths of cryptocurrency platform integration.
And I'm Jamie, the enthusiastic novice diver, ready to explore but slightly worried about getting the bends. Today, we're getting into something that sounds like it's straight out of a cyberpunk novel, integrating cryptocurrency platforms. Alex, before we start, should I be wearing a digital wetsuit or something?
Not necessary, Jamie, but strap on your virtual oxygen tank because we're going to cover everything from architecture design to API integration and how not to drown in the sea of blockchain networks and crypto exchanges.
Perfect, because the closest I've come to blockchain is accidentally blocking my own bank card. Let's start at the beginning. What does integrating a cryptocurrency platform actually mean?
Good question. In simple terms, it means connecting your app or service to the blockchain or crypto exchanges so you can do cool stuff like process payments in Bitcoin, manage digital assets, or even build your own decentralized finance, DeFi dashboard. It's all done through secure APIs that let your software talk to the crypto world.
APIs, got it. Like a digital babblefish translating between my app and the crypto universe. But how do you choose where to start? I mean, there are so many cryptocurrencies and platforms out there.
Right. You have to choose between custodial and non-custodial integration models first. Custodial is where the platform manages the keys and wallets for your users, kind of like a bank. Non-custodial means users manage their own keys, giving them more control but also more responsibility.
Ah. So custodial is like living with your parents. Safer, but they hold the purse strings. Non-custodial is like having your own place. More freedom, but you could lock yourself out.
Exactly. And depending on your business use case, one might be better suited than the other. For instance, exchanges and payment gateways often go custodial, while DeFi apps love non-custodial for that extra layer of security and autonomy.
Gotcha. Now say I've picked my model. How do I actually start talking to these blockchain networks or exchanges?
You'll use APIs provided by major crypto platforms like Coinbase, Binance, or Kraken. These APIs expose endpoints for creating wallets, sending transactions, checking balances, you name it. But before you dive in, you need to secure your API keys, understand the basics of blockchain, and probably brush up on your Python or JavaScript skills.
Hold up, secure my API keys? You mean I can't just stick them on a post-it note under my keyboard?
Definitely not, Jamie. Key management is crucial. You'll want to keep those keys safe in environment variables or use a secret manager. Exposing your keys is like dropping the keys to your digital kingdom in the middle of Times Square.
Noted, no post-it notes. So once I've got my keys secured and chosen my API, it's smooth sailing?
Well, you'll also need to design for scalability, handle errors gracefully, and monitor transactions to ensure everything's running smoothly. And don't forget about security best practices. The crypto world is full of pirates waiting to raid your treasure.
Pirates, got it. I'll keep my digital cutlass ready. But seriously, security is a huge deal, huh?
Absolutely. Using HTTPS, ensuring data integrity with signature verification, and following OWASP guidelines are just the start. Remember, in the world of crypto, you're your own bank, so you've got to have the vault doors sealed tight.
This sounds like a lot to take in. How do I know if I'm doing it right?
Testing, Jamie. Test in sandbox environments, perform unit and integration testing, and maybe even do some load testing to see how your integration holds up under pressure.
Sandboxes, testing, got it, and if I get stuck?
That's what the community and documentation are for. Plus, there are tons of resources out there. Coinbase and Binance have extensive docs, and there are countless tutorials and forums where you can get help.
Phew. Okay, I feel slightly less likely to drown now. Thanks, Alex. Any final pearls of wisdom for our listeners diving into crypto integration?
Just remember, the crypto sea is vast and full of wonders. Stay curious, don't be afraid to ask for help, and always, always keep your keys safe. Oh, and Jamie, maybe keep a digital life jacket handy, just in case.
Will do, Alex. And with that, we're at the end of our dive today. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Remember to subscribe for more tech treasures and digital deep dives.
Until next time, keep your tech nerdy and your crypto secure. Bye.
Bye.